The Grill. In memory of Paul Yost, 1955 to 2014. I'm tearing apart paper, newsprint, the obituary page, shredding descriptions of lives, of fathers, mothers, sisters, brothers, bachelors, partners, husbands, wives, shredding their black and white faces, their smiles, their stares, ripping also the memorial verses loved ones have left, wadding it all up to fuel my charcoal chimney. Yet, not enough. So here comes the sports page, the World Cup, accounts of pop flies dropped, ripe for ripping, ripped, bald, stuffed, ready for the match's fiery effacement. And the poor chicken, hatched, harried, pecking its food among hordes, pulled from transport crates, shocked for the throat cutter's convenience, plucked, eviscerated. This one's also been deboned, yet not sold soon enough, skewered by butchers along with aging onions and overly ripe peppers. After its scraping, red and black, slightly rusted, the grill stands ready, top open at attention. I place the chimney upon the barred metal, pour in the briquettes, and torch the shredded lives of others, their wins and losses, and watch the smoke rising into the dissipation of the silent, cloud-shifting sky.